In central Pennsylvania, an FFA program has found itself in uncertain territory. Like with so many programs around the country, budget cuts have threatened to eliminate positions within the Ag Department. I was there earlier this week talking to members of the FFA chapter and their concerned residents who say that sacrificing the strength of the agriculture education program in the school is the wrong move.
Motion passes 5 yes, 2 no.
In front of a large crowd of concerned residents, the West Perry School Board in Elliottsburg, Pennsylvania, voted 5-2, approving a preliminary proposal budget to offset an estimated $3.1 million deficit. The plan could eliminate more than 20 teaching positions, including the second teacher in the Agriculture Education Department.
This is the biggest mistake I think this board can do as far as education. Your job here, as well as administrators, is to provide an education. There's many areas of this budget you did not mention tonight that I believe you could cut.
Requests to retain the department as it currently stands were echoed throughout the gathering, which lasted nearly 3 hours. The proposed plan will be posted on the district's website, allowing residents to further review and comment on the details.
We're facing a $3.1 million deficit. We're proposing cuts. Cuts are difficult to accept, and we have valuable programs, and unfortunately some of those are, the entire program is not in jeopardy, but we're tweaking those and maybe reducing staff within some of those programs.
The board says changes in state government has placed undue pressure on local school districts, and rural schools are suffering the most. However, the majority of comments during the meeting are that a loss in the agriculture department will create more problems than it solves.
It leaves me a little concerned because the board did vote to potentially cut the one teacher from the Ag Ed department and didn't take into consideration looking into any other kind of options.
Agriculture is such a huge industry, especially here within Pennsylvania. It's a number one industry, and I feel like cutting these types of programs would be really detrimental.
I also had the chance to speak with some past and present members of the chapter about what the FFA experience there in West Perry has meant to them.
Now, we are joined by Jasmine Wibley. She is a sophomore and a member of the West Perry FFA chapter. And Jasmine, first of all, tell us a little bit about your experience in the FFA so far.
Well, in the FFA, we do a lot of things, like competition-wise, and we get recognized at state level, even or national level, with different competitions, like competing using parliamentary procedure or maybe speaking. Or even projects we do, like a science fair. A lot of kids we have in our chapter have been recognized statewide and national-wide for that.
So if you have the chance to speak to the school board members or anybody in the community and tell them about FFA, what do you want them to know about the West Perry chapter?
Well, I want them to know how much of an impact it has had on everyone. I mean, we've had people post their stories, you know, like how FFA has changed them, what they've done after graduation using agriculture, and, you know, things they've gone to do through college, or even now, kids who have just graduated are now state officers, and they want to come to this because, you know, the FFA has really affected them.
Well, that sounds great. Well, thank you, Jasmine, for talking with us again. Jasmine Wibley, she is a sophomore, again, a member of the West Perry FFA chapter in Pennsylvania. And of course, with the West Perry FFA chapter, it's always good to talk with alumni. We are joined by Shauna Weller. She is a past member of the West Perry FFA and a 2013 graduate. And Shauna, first of all, as a graduate, tell us how FFA impacted you.
Honestly, FFA has made me into the person that I am today. Without FFA, I definitely would not be standing here talking to you right now. I would probably be trying to just run away as far as I could. FFA has really developed me with public speaking wise, working with others, and being a good leader in the community.
In your freshman year, your green hand year, is when the chapter expanded to two teachers, and you saw how that impacted the chapter.
Yeah, I was a little nervous going into it at first because there was only one ag teacher at the time, and then I found out a little bit later on that there was going to be two, and those two teachers really brought the FFA program at West Perry back to life, essentially. They were very motivational and really encouraged us to do anything and everything that we could.
Why does this speak so strongly to you that you guys keep the two teachers fully intact?
Because honestly, I don't think I'd be where I am today. I just, you know, graduated college. I have a full-time position. I wouldn't have even wanted to go, or, you know, I wasn't sure what to even pursue, but having both teachers, two different perspectives, and the option to take so many varied ag courses with having two diverse teachers really expanded my horizons and allowed me to see what I wanted to do with my life and really make a decision. And not having both teachers, I think that not every single student is going to get the amount of attention or the amount of classes, opportunities even to really see what they want to do with their life.
All right. Well, Shauna, thank you very much for joining us again. Shauna Weller, she is a alumni of the West Perry FFA chapter. And prior to the two teachers coming on board, which happened about 7 or 8 years ago, they had 38 students enrolled in the FFA chapter. Now, today, with these two advisors, they have 183 students in the FFA chapter. In addition, they also have 170 students who are taking the program in middle school. So a lot of success just in chapter growth. Of that 170 middle school students, well, 106 of those kids have signed on to take the next class in high school. So obviously, it's developed an interest in the program. Now, let's talk about some of the successes they've also had outside of the classroom itself. 6 state proficiency winners, in addition to a state-winning parliamentary procedure team, and also 2 agri-science members who are going to go on and compete at the national convention. Those are just a few of the successes. In addition, the chapter has brought in over $45,000 in grants that the advisors have applied for and brought in through the school program.
The proposed staff reduction would still leave the district short by about $600,000 to $800,000. The final vote on these cuts will be taken next month, but until that time, the public is invited to send comments to the school board there in Perry County. More details on that will be forthcoming, so keep it tuned to Rural Radio and on RFD-TV as well for the latest updates.